At 6:06, it is clear and 30 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 58. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's Good Friday shooters are headed to prison for the rest of their lives. Matt Trotter reports this morning Alvin Watts and Jacob England entered guilty pleas during an arraignment yesterday.
Watts and England were charged with first-degree murder in the Easter weekend 2012 shootings of William Allen, Bobby Clark, and Danner Fields, who were killed as they walked near their homes. Two others were shot and wounded. All five victims are black. Watts is white, and England has said he's Cherokee Indian. Both men also pleaded guilty to shooting with intent to kill and two hate crime charges. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Oklahoma's Pardon and Parole Board rejects clemency for a man sentenced to death for his role in a Tulsa murder. 38-year-old Michael Lee Wilson is scheduled to be executed January 9th. He and three other men were convicted in the 1995 beating death of a convenience store manager. Richard Dieter, the executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, says granting clemency usually requires special circumstances.
There are just some things about sometimes mental illness, doubts about guilt, even international considerations that make one case different from the trend.
Two co-defendants have already been executed. The fourth man was sentenced to life in prison. An Oklahoma man convicted of the 1998 stabbing death of a prominent Oklahoma horse rancher is scheduled for execution. Johnny Black is to be put to death tonight at the state prison at McAllister. It seems more Tulsans are taking the bus. New figures from Tulsa Transit show a huge increase in ridership. Manager Bill Cartwright says that's a national trend.
We've noticed this for the last several years, that our ridership has been very strong and continuing to go up. And we've actually checked with other transit agencies around the country, and there seems to be a general surge going on.
Cartwright says ridership for the first 5 months of this fiscal year is up 27% in Tulsa. If that trend continues, they could have more than 3 million riders this year. We have more with Bill Cartwright coming up at 7:35 this morning. A follow-up on a story from yesterday morning. Supporters of a $500 million bond issue to help pay for school storm shelters did not submit signatures to the Secretary of State's office by yesterday's deadline in order to get that question on the ballot. Take Shelter Oklahoma says they're about 40,000 signatures short of what is needed. The members are hopeful that the Oklahoma Supreme Court will give them additional time. Well, the state Supreme Court has rejected a constitutional challenge to the state's workers' compensation law. The court handed down that ruling yesterday. The city is about to issue what is called a request for a proposal. They are looking to get the old Evans Fintube site and Morton Hospital off the city's brownfield list. Mayor Bartlett wants the sites back on the tax rolls, and he says there is some money for remediation of the Evans sites.
And once that begins, then I think any potential buyer will see that this really is being done, and that'll encourage them, and I think we'll see a few people that are interested in at least kicking the tire to see if what's available.
The Morton site requires the old African American hospital to remain intact as a historic location. Our weather forecast, sunshine and nice today, a high of 58. Tonight, clear and cool, 33 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and mild with a high of 65. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.